Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be studying and looking at the letter D. D says D. D says D. I want us to have a great time together. I just need you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I want you to please follow the directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. You can finish coloring something or writing something at the end of the activity, okay? All right, let's get started. We need to write our names at the top of our paper, and we need to write neatly so that we can read your name and figure out who you are. Who are you? I am Mrs. Oldham, and I am excited to be here with you today. When you finish writing your name, you may put your pencil down. We don't need it for a while. We're going to do some coloring. So at the top of your page, there is a picture. That's Dylan, and he's at home, and he was going to sit at his desk, except he can't find his chair. So that's not going to work for him. He has to go look for his chair. Let's talk about the word Dylan. That's his name. Do you think it starts with the letter D, and does it say D at the beginning? Dylan. Yes, yes, it does. So let's color Dylan's t-shirt blue. Some kind of a blue color. We'll even color the spider on his shirt blue. Ooh. So go ahead and start coloring Dylan's t-shirt blue. Any kind of blue is fine. So Dylan does begin with the letter D. Dylan. I actually have a Dylan in my class this year, and I had a Dylan in my class last year. So it's a popular name. Maybe you're Dylan. Maybe you know a Dylan. Maybe your brother is Dylan. All right. So Dylan begins with the D sound. D, Dylan, D. D, Dylan, D. You do it. Yep, you got it. D, Dylan, D. Begins with the letter D and makes the sound of D. D says D. D says D. All right. I'm almost finished coloring my t-shirt. That makes me think you're almost finished coloring the t-shirt. So let's take about 5 more seconds and then we'll put our blue crayons down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you, boys and girls. Okay, let's look at our picture. Can you find another object that might start with the letter D and say D at the beginning? I see it too. Dog. Dog. That begins with the letter D. So let's take out a brown crayon. I know this can be hard to find, so some kind of a brown crayon. And let's color our dog, or Dylan's dog, brown. Dog begins with the letter D. Yes, it does. And at the beginning of the word dog, we have the D sound. D, dog, D. D, dog, D. Dylan's dog. That is Dylan's dog. Dog. D, dog, D. So, if we have Dylan and dog, can you think of another word that also begins with the letter D, like Dylan and dog? I'm thinking of one in my head right now. Do you have one? Another word that begins like Dylan and dog. Mine is dig. Sometimes dogs dig. Dig. Dig begins with the letter D, just like dog and just like Dylan. So does dot. Dot. Dot begins with the letter D, just like dog and dig and Dylan. Okay, I have finished coloring my dog. Actually, it's not my dog, it's Dylan's dog. But I have finished coloring Dylan's dog brown. So take 5 more seconds. And then finished or not, I need you to put down your brown crayon. Oh no, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Do you think we should color the floor? Does floor start with D? Floor. No, we're not going to color the floor. How about desk? D-d-desk. Yes, that begins with the letter D. D-d-d-desk. Let's color his desk orange. He has a nice orange desk. It doesn't have a chair. He can't find the chair. But it's a nice orange desk. So go ahead and begin coloring the desk orange. Desk begins with the letter D. D-d-desk. D-d-desk. D-desk. D. D-desk. D. You try it. Good. D-desk. D. D-desk. D. So let me ask you this. If desk begins with the letter D and Dylan begins with the letter D, what does dog begin with? Yes, it also begins with the letter D. So we have a lot of objects so far, and we've talked about a lot of items so far that begin with the letter D. So D desk, D, D dog, D. D Dylan, D. D dig, D. D dot, D. But don't color the floor. Don't color the floor. Floor doesn't have a D. Floor doesn't begin with D. But desk and dog and Dylan do. Desk and dog and Dylan do. Desk and dog and Dylan begin with D. 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 What do you think? I think that's pretty good. I mean, I just made that song up just like that. That's how I am. I just make up songs like that. I mean, I'm pretty good. Do you make up songs? Because we could start a band. Yeah. I'm almost finished coloring my D desk, D, D desk, D. I'm coloring it orange because that's the direction. I know it's a pretty big desk, but I sang a really long song to try and give you time to color it, so I'm thinking you're finished. So let's take 10 more seconds. 10, 9, 8. Ooh, those went fast. 7, 6, 5. Finished or not, you're going to put down your orange crayon. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you so much. All right, should we color the window? Does window begin with the D sound? Window. Window. No, it sure doesn't. That doesn't begin. How about dinosaur? Dinosaur. It does. Let's color our dinosaur green. Some kind of a green crayon. So dinosaur begins the same way as desk and Dylan and dog. It begins with the letter what? Yes, the letter D. And dinosaur makes what sound at the beginning? D, D. That's a toy dinosaur. No one needs to be afraid. And when I say, what sound does a dinosaur make? I mean, you might be thinking, rawr! But no, it's a toy dinosaur. And I mean, what does the sound that the letter D at the beginning of dinosaur make? D. D says D. Dinosaur has a D at the beginning. So that's what I mean when I say, what sound does it make? I don't mean, rawr! Did I scare you? I didn't mean to. Okay, boys and girls. Let's put our green crayons down from our green dinosaur in 3, 2, and 1. I see something else in our picture that begins with the D sound. Do you see it? Door. You got it. I love red doors. Let's color our door red, some kind of a red. Doesn't have to be a perfect red. Go ahead and color the door red. Door also begins with which letter? D. D says D. Door says D at the beginning. At the beginning of the word door, you hear D, D, D. D, door, D. D, door, D. Dylan has a dog and a desk and a door. He also has a dinosaur that's just a toy. Dylan, dog, desk, door, dinosaur. Begin with the sound of D. Duh. Ah, that was just another one that I made up. I'm on a roll today. Okay, my door is so pretty. It's such a nice red. I love red doors. I do. I don't have a red door, but I wish I did. My classroom door is blue, but Dylan's going to have a red door, and it looks good. I like it. Dylan will be happy. If only he could find his chair. He needs to find his chair. Okay, friends. We're about to finish coloring. 5, 4, finish coloring. Put that red crayon down in 3 and 2, finished or not, put your red crayon down. 1, let's pick up our pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's look at number 1. We're going to go across. Look at number 1. That's a capital D. There are 3 in a row. We're going to trace them together. Ready? We're going to go across number 1. We're moving across, not down, across. Number 1. Ready? Trace it. Capital D, D. Move over, capital D, D. Move over, trace it, capital D, D. Okay, move over. There's nothing to trace. We're still on number 1 and it's blank. That's because I want you to write your own. Write your own capital D. Ready? Go. I start at the top and go down, and then I go back up to the top and scoot around to make the belly, the big rounded part. Move over, practice it again. Capital D, D. Move over one last time. Capital D, D. All right. Number 2. I have to clear my throat. No, I don't. Here we go. I thought I did. I don't. Number 2. There are 3 lowercase d's in a row. We're going to trace them. Number 2. Trace the lowercase d. D, D. Move over. Trace it again. D, D. Move over. Trace it again. D, D. Move over. We're still on number 2 and it's blank. What do I want you to do? Yes, write your own lowercase d. D, D. D, D. D, D. Go ahead and write each one. You should write it 3 times, just like the capital D. So you trace 3. And you write 3. Okay, speaking of 3, let's go to number 3. Boys and girls, I want you to look for the capital D's. Look for the capital D's and circle them on number 3. There's a whole lot of letters, but find the capital D's. And we're just on number 3. We're not going to circle the ones we already traced or the ones we already wrote. We're looking for the ones on number 3. How many capital D's did you find on number 3? Me too. I just found 2. There's only 2. Okay, let's find the lowercase d's on number 3. Look for the lowercase d's on number 3 and circle them. Find the lowercase d's. We're just circling the ones on number 3. We're not going to circle the ones we traced or the ones we wrote. We're just looking for the ones on number 3. Okay, count your lowercase d's on number 3. How many did you circle? I circled 4. How many did you circle? Yay! Okay, the last one is number 4. There are a lot of pictures across the row on number 4. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture. If it begins with the D sound, D, I want you to circle it. Ready? Number 4. Diamond. D, D, diamond. Yes, that has the beginning D sound, D. Scoot over. The next picture is a fairy. Fairy. No, leave it alone. The next picture is a hat. Hat. No, leave it alone. The next picture is doll. Doll. Yes, there it is. Circle it. Circle the doll. The next picture is pear. Pear. No. And our last picture is duck. 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 Yes. Okay, so the three pictures we circled were diamond, doll, and duck. And we are finished with the whole activity, friends. You rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time.